After a wedding, sometimes all the boys in the neighborhood gather around the couple's home and make a bunch of noise.
Jamboree.
Okay. Did they used to do that here?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I've experienced that. I've seen it on TV.
Yeah, okay. You might say, last week I was, what, in San Antonio?
Visiting.
Okay. You might say, so-and-so lives just, the street.
Across the street.
Okay, or say he lives on the same side of the street, but two or three blocks away. You'd say he lives...
Right, neighbor.
Oh, okay, use the same sentence. Say he just lives, the street.
A block off the street.
Okay, okay. Say there was a party, and they were making a bunch of noise or something, but only a few of the people were causing trouble, but the police didn't know that, so they just came and arrested the
group.
Okay. If they didn't just arrest one or two, they arrested
the entire group.
Okay. In high school, a lot of times after a football game, they'll have a victory. What?
Celebration.
Okay. Usually they go and have music and there's a band playing.
Dance.
Okay. You might say 4 o'clock is the time when school
turns out.
Okay. And the day after Labor Day is when school
starts.
Okay. If a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up, you'd say he
ran away.
Okay. Or say he just
disappeared.
Went fishing.
Oh.
Instead of going to school, what would you say he did?
Played hooky.
Okay. What if it was college? Would you use a different word? Or would you say...
Yeah, missed the class.
Okay. You go to school in order to get an...
An education.
Okay. And after high school, you go on to...
University or college.
Okay. Here, you go to the university.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I grew up, our high school was the only one in town. And it was a high school town. The whole town, you know, was big on high school. And we had these bumper stickers that said, "The High School." Like the university.
That's at Wichita Falls.
Uh-huh.
And do they have what they call a coming out parties of debutantes in high school?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Now, that's not, is that really a social debut?
Yeah. Yes. Well, as much as it can be in a small town. I didn't do it. But it's a big deal. Yeah, they do that.
Well, I know my sister's daughter-in-law. She's got a picture, and she in her escort, you know. And where she always said you made it well here in Austin. Oh, they're so aristocratic and clannish that you'd have to have a terrific background to make a debut now.
Yeah. Well, I'd say about 20 or 25 girls do it a year. That's from 10 years ago, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of oil money in Wichita Falls. And so some of the people who have oil money and who are pretty rich, those are the people who do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real funny because it's a big thing. And then there's the social climber types who don't have that much money, but they want to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you can go into somebody's house and they'll be, if their daughter is grown and gone, there'll be two pictures of her around that you can count on. There'll be her debutante picture, and there'll be her wedding picture.
Well, I never did dispute this.